Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Miss Message, would you check that calendar for me? What's today's date?
Okay, let me see. Well, it's December the 8th. Why?
Well, my thermometer said 65, even 70 degrees, and that's springtime weather. It's hard to believe it's December 8th when it's so warm, but there it is.
Anyway, it'll be a comfortable night for the big Christmas parade in Orange.
That's right. Now, let me see. It starts at 6:30, right?
Mm-hmm. It starts from Spicer's Mill Road and goes south along Madison Road.
Oh, yeah, and it crosses Main Street and it ends up in the parking lot behind the Main Street stores.
Right, and Santa Claus will greet the children in the Virginia National Bank parking lot right after the parade.
Now, I guess we'd better greet a few of these letters, Miss Message.
Okay.
Got some for me?
Oh, right.
Here, I've got one from Kent Lewis. Kent writes, "Dear Santa, I want a toy-like racing car and a train set, and I want a remote control robot and a CB and a walkie-talkie and a sleigh. Love, Kent Lewis."
This letter is from Tommy Gore from Rochelle. "Dear Santa, my name is Tommy, and I live in Rochelle, Virginia. My mother is writing this letter since I am still too young to write. I want to thank you for all the wonderful presents I received last year. This year, I would like some Weebles, a Mickey Mouse choo-choo, a Wonder Woman doll baby, a Rub-A-Dub dolly, a Dolly Parton doll, and a Super Jock football player. I will leave you some cookies and milk next to my tree. Hope you and Mrs. Santa Claus have a nice Christmas. Love, Tommy Gore."
Wants a lot of things there. I have a letter from Jane Wilson who writes, "Dear Santa, for Christmas, I want a guitar, doll crib, and some clothes for my doll. And I'll leave you a piece of cake and coffee. Jane Wilson."
This is a letter from Karen Lynn Anderson. "Dear Santa Claus, I'm 4 years old, and I've been a good girl this year. Will you please bring me a Light Bright, Burger and Malt Shop, Sneezy Doll, Paint Book, and some surprises? I will leave you some cake and milk. Merry Christmas, Karen Lynn Anderson."
Goodness. She wants a burger and malt shop and all?
Mm-hmm.
She's going to open up for business, Miss Messy.
Right.
I have letters here from Don Turner and Radford Turner. And Don writes, "Dear Santa Claus, I would like to have a drum set, a new coat, shoes, and some clothes. Thank you, and have a Merry Christmas. Love, Donald Turner." And Radford writes, "Dear Santa Claus, I would like to have a new bicycle. I would also like a new coat. And I hope you have a very nice Christmas. Love, Radford." Letters from Don and Radford Turner.
This is a letter from Kay Clatterbuck. "Dear Santa Claus, I would like to have a pantsuit, blue jeans, records for my record player, and also a wallet to keep my money in.
Mm.
Hope you and your elves have a very Merry Christmas. Love, Kay Clatterbuck. Thank you."
Mm-hmm. You got another letter over there, this message?
One more.
Uh-huh.
"Dear Santa Claus, 1978, my name is Kathy Collins. I'm in the second grade at Unionville Elementary School. Please bring me a baby this and that, Pepsi drink dispenser, Light Bright, and a dial-a-cassette. I will leave a cookie and milk on the table for you. Your friend, Kathy Collins."
Kathy writes very nicely, doesn't she, for a second grader?
Now, sure does.
Now,
what about a story now?
Okay, I've got one right here, as a matter of fact. Goodness, this is a long one. It's 4 pages long. Deborah Truxell, in the 7th grade at Prospect Heights Middle School. All the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, a lot of them, have written stories for us. They're all at Prospect Heights, and they've added a whole lot to our program this year. This is Deborah's idea of how Christmas began. "Once there was this old man. Well, he was not too old, but he was not too young either. He was about 40, I guess." Long pause. "This man loved to see children play with toys and have candy to eat and share with other children. And he started to think about birthdays and Easter. Children get toys and clothes on their birthday and candy on Easter. And he knew that on Christmas, people celebrated Christ's birthday, but he thought that children should get presents on Christmas, too. It just so happened that the day was Christmas Eve, so he wondered how he'd be able to make or buy enough presents and candy to deliver it all that night. So he decided to start making toys and candy and cookies and all of that good stuff as soon as he reached the North Pole. He would make the stuff for next year's Christmas. It was a long and hard journey, but he made it. And Deborah Truxell says he had to go to the North Pole because he was afraid that the candy that he was going to make would melt. This man was a saint, and his name was Mr. Santa Claus. Mr. Claus had always wanted a castle, so he decided he'd build a castle. While he was working on the castle, he noticed that there were some little men and women watching him, and he went over and started talking to them, and they started talking back, and he asked them to help him build his castle and then work for him. He also said that he'd let them live with him and eat for free. So they agreed. After they finished building the castle, they started working on toys. After quitting time, Mr. Claus called the little people into his office and gave them all names and said that they were elves. The elves decided to go get Miss Nicholas. And they thought that they would make a happy and good couple. Miss Nicholas was a very warm-hearted person. When Miss Nicholas and Mr. Claus met, they were in love at first sight, Miss Message. How romantic. Deborah Truxell's working quite a lot of romance into this. Mr. Claus explained to Miss Nicholas that about what he was doing for the children, and she thought it was great. Time passed, and Miss Nicholas and Mr. Claus got married, and Miss Nicholas changed her name to Mrs. Claus. Mrs. Claus knew 8 reindeer, and they all had mates, so she took them to Mr. Claus to see if he needed any help from them. Now, it just so happened that these reindeer were magical reindeer. You see, they could fly. Mr. Claus hired them to pull his sleigh when Christmas time came. Mr. Claus, and this is a very interesting thing, Miss Message. Deborah Truxell has a novel idea here. Mr. Claus wrote to the Tooth Fairy to see if she could give him some teeth so that he could put them in the dolls. She wrote back and said that a package would arrive in about a week. During that time, the elves were working hard on the toys. The reindeer were practicing on their flying, and Mrs. Claus was cooking so good that Santa was getting fat. Everybody started calling Mr. Claus Santa Claus. Old Santa liked that, too. The Tooth Fairy's package arrived, and there were a bunch of shiny white teeth. The elves hammered the teeth into the dolls. Finally, Christmas time came. So on Christmas Eve, 8 elves hooked up the reindeer while the others put all the toys in the sleigh. When it came time to go, Santa Claus kissed Mrs. Claus goodbye and goodbye to the elves and left. House after house, chimney after chimney, Santa Claus went all over the world giving toys to children. He left a note at each house that said, "Merry Christmas from Santa Claus." All of the children were so surprised to see toys sitting by their fireplace. Santa Claus felt good after he got back from delivering the toys and candy. His wife and the elves were proud of him. So, year after year, he went all over the world giving toys to good children. The story of How Christmas Came began by Deborah Truxell in the 7th grade at Prospect Heights Middle School. Have you got a long one like this, Miss Message?
Well, actually, this is a short but sweet poem from Alan Tyler at Prospect entitled Elves. There are some elves that fill the shelves with lots of toys for good little girls and boys. And that's
it.
All.
It's almost like a haiku, isn't it?
Right.
So short and to the point.
And that's from Alan Tyler.
Alan, that really compressed the whole thing into 4 little lines.
And that takes care of that. Nice stories and poems, aren't they?
They certainly are. Well, here it is Friday. You going to the parade tonight, Miss Message?
Sure am. Are you?
Well, I should hope to say I am. And there's something else nice going on this weekend.
What's that?
Well, it's the Singing Christmas Tree at the Orange Baptist Church.
Oh, I remember. Aren't they having 2 performances?
Right. There's one at 5:30 in the afternoon and at 8 in the evening on Sunday, December the 10th.
It's going to be a busy weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, and we better get busy and close up. So get all these things together. Gosh, we had a lot of letters tonight.
More and more every day.
They certainly are. Huh? Got them all in there? Got
right.
That last one. Okay.
They're all packed in the bag for Sam the Courier. Well, good night, Mr. Postmaster.
Good night, Miss Message. I'll see you at the parade and at the singing Christmas tree.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox. Or, if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.